435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Monday afternoon. We are holding steady at 91 degrees, which is what it is, but it's that 87% humidity that's really knocking everybody for a loop, I think. And no rest for the weary, so to speak. That's just the way it is, and... Well, again, it's Central Virginia during the summertime, so I'm not sure how many of us are actually shocked or surprised or amazed, but invariably there's somebody who goes, all right, well, you are free to head back to wherever it was you came from initially. How many people you think are going to bail on New York City if they really do elect the America hater, the communist there, that mam-dammy? Good Lord. And those are going to be, I guess, the least crazy of the crazy people who get out of New York. It's going to be like Snake Plissken, man. It's going to be Escape from New York. Eric Adams, who's not exactly the best, but he's the best of the worst, as Jimmy Galliano said. They're all terrible suggestions, but that's the least terrible of the options. So anyway, we'll see how that all plays out, and I mentioned that I opened both of my statements from Fidelity about an hour or two ago, and I was very happy. You know who predicted that was, yeah, Carl Carlson, my financial planner from Carlson Advisors, Carlson Financial. He joins us every Monday, and he's joining us today. Hey, Carl, thank you for being here, sir.
Hey, great to hear. So you opened up the statements.
I did. I was, I don't want to say I was excited, but you did tell me last time, hey, you should waste no time.
Damn, I look good.
They did look good. Thank you. Yeah, nice work there, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Is
Mark
it
looks good.
Yeah. I was going to ask, is it all related to the passage of this one big, beautiful bill that we're now seeing, you know, like tax hikes are kind of off the table for the next couple of years?
Yeah, made the Trump tax cuts permanent. Now, permanent has a different meaning in YDC than other places, but they did make them permanent now. Maybe until the, if the Democrats get the Congress and the presidency, the tax hikes might come back.
So, okay.
For now, we're pretty good.
Okay. All right. Well, I will absolutely take that. I'm very happy to hear that. Tell me a little bit, I guess, was there a change with the required minimum distributions? Was that in there?
That was already in the Cure Act.
Oh, all right. Well, they
got pushed. Yeah.
What's the deal of that?
So when you have to take your minimum amount out of your ICE required minimum distribution, for most people that used to be 70.5. Then it got raised to 71 or 71.5. Then 73 with their act, and then also another age increase to 75 for people. But now, some of that maybe that was made more permanent in the big beautiful bill. I haven't read it all yet. I'm working on it.
Okay. All right, and so. The longer we can push back those required minimums, that's good, right? Because that money stays in there, it keeps growing.
Yeah, if you don't need it, you know, if you on, then you're already kind of taking a certain amount out that might qualify you for your RMD, right, if you're at that age where you need to take it. But if you don't need it, that's the problem is, you know, at a certain age, they force you to take it, which means you have to pay the taxes when you take it out. It's much nicer if you don't need to pay the taxes to leave it in there and let it keep growing.
Yeah. So the best way to handle that, you should, I mean, not that I know, but I'm thinking, so you should be in a situation where you don't need that money early, right? You keep it there, you've got other things. So this is about that whole, the building the house thing you talk about, right? You got to be in different spaces.
Yeah, definitely. So that's where putting it into converting the IRA to a Roth IRA, then you don't ever have to take RMDs, and you can do it on your time and in the lower tax brackets as you do it year by year. We were having to kind of rush those a bit because the tax cuts that Trump had made were scheduled to go back to where they were at the end of this year. So we were feeling a little pressure to get a little more done in case that didn't happen. But now that that's happened, we have a little more time to do that Roth conversion planning and try to take those Roth conversions in the lower tax brackets and take little smaller amounts each year to keep them in the lower tax brackets. And then you don't have to take RMDs out of them. Or in the future, if you need a little more money that would have taken it out of an IRA, maybe would have forced you to take it out in a higher tax bracket. Right. Well, then when you get to the place, oh, I need more money, but I don't want to take it out of my IRA and pay 22% tax instead of 12, then you can just go over and reach and take it out of your Roth IRA and pay no tax on it. So all that is awesome for tax planning.
Yeah, no, I like that. Carl Carlson is joining us from Carlson Financial. Carl is my financial planner, my financial advisor. He's taking care of us, taking care of Julia long term, which I always appreciate. Tell me a little bit about getting the Roth started, because you really do want the clock ticking as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, when you start a Roth IRA, you have to wait 5 years until you can take the earnings out without paying a tax. So if you just put $50 in a Roth IRA today, that starts the clock. So if then 4 years from now you put more money in, you only have to wait a year. So it's always wise to just get a Roth IRA started now. And hey, if you never put more money in it, that's fine. Your $50 will always be growing tax-free. But if you do get to the spot where you should put more money in it, then you've let that five-year clock, potentially it's already run out and you're good.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. In fact, I'll share with everybody, it's kind of what Heidi and I did. It wasn't $50, but it was a pretty small amount just to open it to get the clock running. And then, of course, we've been funding it each year as you've advised, and opened up the statements, and that seems to be going well. And so I appreciate that as always. Tell me a little bit, because there's a note here. One of your folks said, hey, you got to ask Carl about this, and I want to make sure I get it clear. As we're talking about the big, beautiful bill, now a big, beautiful law. Oh, and tomorrow Congressman John McGuire is going to be here, who was key on getting this whole thing passed.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. He kind of took point on it in the House. For folks who are listening who might be selling a large asset, maybe you've got a business or a property, are there certain specific tax implications they ought to be looking out for? Or was that all kind of addressed and made nicer because of the law?
It was made a little nicer, but you generally always want to take advantage of things while they are in place. But there was the exemption from estate tax was raised when Trump did the tax cuts.
Okay.
He also raised the exemption to, I think it was somewhere around $13 million. It had been around $5
million.
Oh. So people with those larger, and that one was also made permanent as part of all the big, beautiful bill.
Nice.
But that, again, doesn't mean in the future the Democrats can't get control and drop it back to $5 million or $3 million. At one point they were talking about, when they did have control, trying to get it back down to $3.5 million or $1 million. So if you have if you're in that position, you can also use that exemption as a gift exemption.
Okay.
And so if someone owns a business that's worth $12 million and they don't need that money, but they know that thing's going to be worth $20 million in the future, they can now gift that $12 million to their kids. They just got to make their kids promise to, you know, pay them a little extra money now and then. But they can get, and then even if the law changes in the future, they've already done the gift when it was at the high amount, and then you don't have to be as worried about what might happen in the future. But even now, you know, people could have been a little nervous that that was all going to draw back, and that requires additional tax planning. So that was good, too. Good news in that big, beautiful bill.
Great news. And I do have one improvement on your suggestion, Carl. They could actually gift that to my children, and they'll be just fine.
That would work, too.
Look after it for you, I promise you, and they'll give you a little taste each and every month. They'll send you a check with their gratitude. Hey, Carl, you know, I always send people to connectwithcarlson.com, special website just for my listeners, connectwithcarlson.com, because you have that retirement toolkit there. But explain to everybody, they download that. What are they going to do when they download it, and what happens when they've got questions? Because everybody's got questions after filling it out.
Yeah, so when you download it, it'll give you some information on where you are for your journey to financial freedom or retirement. And often that will bring questions. If you have those questions, then give us a call at 844-CARLSON or carlsonfinancial.com. Just reach out there and we can help you walk through that and make sure you're in excellent shape for your financial future.
I love it, Carl. Thank you for being here, my friend. That is Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. It's, I think it's great company, great crew of people over there. Carl is my financial planner, period. End of story. Great dude. Great dude. And he's doing great work for us. Everybody's situation is different, so you probably should reach out to him, 844-CARLSON, and chat with him. You might be the right fit. He might be the right fit for you. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.